Welcome back to the second half of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in the second half of the show today, I will be talking with artist Julie Vaness. Julie is an acclaimed artist, having been recognized with many awards and distinctions, both nationally and internationally. And she will have an exhibition titled Timeless Townships at the Bowen Museum, and the vernissage is November 17th at 2 p.m. We will hear the song called Your Love is Real by Magenta, and we will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned. And today I'm very pleased to welcome artist Julie Vaness to the Townships at 12. She's been in the Sherbrooke area for 40 years now, and she expresses her creativity through drawing, watercolor, oil, acrylic, and mixed media. She's been recognized with numerous awards and distinctions nationally and internationally, and she exhibits her paintings on a regular basis within groups and solo exhibitions all across Canada. And she will be having an exhibition coming up at the Bowen Museum out in Quaticook. The vernissage takes place Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m. The public is invited. And the exhibition goes on until January 19th, 2025. So welcome, Julie.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you. What is the name of your exhibition, and could you explain a bit about how you came up with this name?
Yes, the title of the exhibition is Timeless Townships, or Canton Intemporel in French. So this exhibition is about the past and the present of living in the township.
Now, what inspired this collection of art you're bringing to the museum, the Bowen Museum, on the 17th?
My inspiration was the history of the various nations who came here seeking a better life and the richness of the cultural heritage that they left us. First, there was the Abenakis, and then the Loyalists, the Irish, the Scots, and then the French Canadian.
Okay. Are you interested in history too? Is this what sparked some interest?
Yeah, I'm very interested in the history of the people and the land. It's always been a passion of mine.
Okay. Could I ask where you lived before you came to the townships 40 years ago?
I was living in Montreal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my family is from the region originally. My great-grandfather was in a little village near Drummondville, which is called Saint-Germain-de-Grandtam. So all my family had land here in the Eastern Township. So I have fond memories from the time that I was very young. We came regularly to the township.
Okay, so you had a lot of good memories as a child then, I guess.
Yeah.
What mediums are being used in this collection?
Well, it's mostly mixed media. It's my medium of choice. Because it enabled me to incorporate different elements relevant to the different cultures of the founding nations, like old maps, newspaper, letters. So mixed media is a mix of acrylic, gold leaf, collage, pastel, etc. And usually now I paint mostly in that type of medium. Before I was, for 25 years, I was painting in watercolor, and before that in oil. And now I'm more into acrylics and different techniques like that. It gives me a freedom to explore different avenues.
Mm-hmm. Sounds fascinating. Okay. When people see your works of art, what are you hoping to evoke in their minds?
Well, for this exhibition, it was mostly the memories of those who came here before us and left us with such a beautiful land to cherish and protect, as well as an harmonious community.
Tell us about your experience as an artist.
I was creative all of my life and active in the artistic community in the region. But in recent years, finally, I was able to have more time to pursue my artistic career. And I was rewarded with many prizes like gold, silver, and bronze medals in international competition, and a Bold Brush Award and a Merit Award, mostly in American competition. In the region, I received twice the People's Choice Award at the Artem exhibition in Magog.
These are highly prestigious awards. Congratulations on winning these awards.
Well, thank you.
Did you study art in university?
No, I didn't. No, but I was painting before that and after that. And I went to numerous workshops, either here or internationally. So I was mostly a self-taught artist, but still had lots of workshops with the professional artists. But it's been now 40 years that I paint, like, at not full-time, but now in the recent years, let's say like the last 3 years, I'm a full-time artist now.
Okay, so you definitely followed your passion. Good for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're a member of the RAAV. What is that?
Oh, it's a professional artist regroupment for Quebec.
Okay, yeah. Good. Do you have any special memories displaying your exhibitions anywhere?
Well, I have, yes, a special memory. It was a fun project, but my son has an optical store in Sherbrooke, and I decided to create a work of art relevant to vision. So this artwork was very popular in social media. And then an American magazine did an article on my work. And then an American optical company commissioned an art piece to represent them with their customers. So it was only a small project for me to please my son and the office. And then it became a big project and a big recognition in the United States. So I was very happy with the outcome.
That's a wonderful outcome.
Yeah, it is. And it's such a great joy to be able to create artwork and share it with others and to have an audience. just want to make people more aware maybe of the beauty around us and the history behind it.
Mm-hmm. Is that one of the reasons that keeps you in the townships, the beauty of the land?
Oh, yes. I think it's the best place to live.
Okay, that's wonderful. Anything else to add? Is this your first time exhibiting at the Bolne Museum out in Coaticook?
Yes, yes. My project was selected this year, and I'm very honored to be exhibit in such a beautiful location and historical also. So I want to welcome everyone who's interested in art and history to come and see the exhibition. I will be there on Sunday the 17th, and then we can talk more about my process.
Okay, that sounds like a wonderful exhibition. Looking forward to the exhibition. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Julie?
No, thank you for having me.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Julie Vanasse today, an artist, and she will be exhibiting at the Timeless Townships. Is that right, Julie?
Yes, it is.
Okay. At the Bolne Museum, the vernissage coming up on November 17th at 2 p.m. I believe that's a Sunday. And the exhibition runs until January 19th, 2025. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and all the best on your art.
Thank you very much. Have a good day now.
You too. Bye. Bye.
All of a sudden we on the same page. Before you came, I thought I'd dream my love. Now you redefine the way I smile. Oh, you came to me. Believe me, girl, you're just a try to convince you I meant it. So trust and believe, whatever you need. Multiply by three.
We just heard the song called Light Work, and it's by the artist Almeen. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Relying on daily naps isn't a great way to make up for lost sleep. While an occasional 30-minute cat nap can improve alertness, it won't totally replace lost sleep because half an hour is not enough time for all body systems to recharge. And napping can backfire and cause insomnia, further disrupting your circadian rhythm. Keeping a consistent sleep schedule is the best way to help yourself fall asleep faster and wake up rested. Taking a magnesium supplement may relax you so you can get into sleep mode, but talk to your doctor before starting a new supplement. And that health news today is from Prevention Magazine, December 2024 issue. I'd like to thank my guest today in the first half hour, Jennifer Bower, the Projects Coordinator for Mental Health History, for telling us about the Hugs campaign, the health booklets, and the workshop coming up on the 20th. Be sure to check them out on their Facebook page and also on their website. And my guest in the second half hour today, Julie Vaness, local artist who will be at the Bowen Museum on November 17th at 2 p.m. with her exhibition titled Canton Intemporel, Timeless Townships. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great afternoon. And we will close today's show with a song called Clouds, and it's by Grizzly Coast.
When the clouds start turning, it does. Yeah, you're one of us.
When you feel like there's no one to trust, yeah, you're one of us.